It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now this week, our very special host, that's Vincent Creel, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, is away on vacation with his charming wife, and a vacation well-deserved. Also, Ms. Celia Dobbs-Walton, our Public Affairs Specialist, is home in bed and very, very sick. So we do wish her prayers and a speedy recovery, and sorry that she and Vincent cannot join us. But our program will continue, and we have a very special guest. But before we go there, let me mention to you some events that are happening on our community calendar. On February 18th at 10 a.m. in downtown, the 17th Annual Biloxi Children's Mardi Gras Walking Parade will be held. That's from downtown Biloxi, and it ends at 119 Rue Magnolia. If you'd like to be part of it or any more information, we do invite you to call locally, 374-3105. That's 374-3105. Now, on February 19th, here's something a little bit unusual, but lots of fun for the family, one and all, really for children of all ages, so to speak. The crew of Barkloxi, that presents their annual Powwow Paul Parade. Now, what you can do is bring your lawn chairs and blankets and enjoy an afternoon of some doggone fun. Who will be the first king and queen of the crew of Barkloxi? And by the way, you can dress up your favorite, put on your favorite costume to match your four-legged friends. Now, to be part of this entire thing, we do ask you to make a donation to be part of the costume contest. And remember, all proceeds will go to the Humane Society of South Mississippi. Now, this fun event starts at 2 p.m., Biloxi Town Green. And for those businesses that may want to partake or be part of it, opportunities are available. And again, have that pencil ready. Here is the telephone number, 435-6149. That's 435-6149. Or go to info, I-N-F-O, at BiloxiBayChamber.org. February 24th, mark your calendar, Senior Mardi Gras Luncheon and Dance. We invite you to wear your Mardi Gras attire. Admission is free. Door prizes and entertainment will be provided. Now, that's going to run from noon to 2 p.m. at the Donald M. Snyder Senior Community Center. And again, if you want details, call the number 388-7170, 388-7170. That is February 24th, the Senior Mardi Gras Luncheon and Dance at the Donald M. Snyder Senior Community Center. And then on February 24th also, we have the Special Needs Mardi Gras Ball and Dance. Mardi Gras is in the air, as you know. All physically and mentally challenged children and adults and their parents are invited to attend. Wear your Mardi Gras attire. Admission is free. DJ will be playing tunes from 6 to 9 p.m. And again, that is at the Donald Snyder Community Center. I'll give you that number for both of these events. One is noon to 2, which is the senior. And then, of course, starting at 6 is the special needs Mardi Gras Ball and Dance. The magic number is 388-7170, 388-7170 for the Donald Snyder Community Center. And all of these events, by the way, you can see on our calendar of events, community events, at biloxi.ms.us. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring in a very special guest, a very noble gentleman, a man of faith, a man who's dedicated his life to faith. And as you know, it is Black History Month. This man wants to share with you some thoughts and some insights, so let me introduce him very proudly to our City Desk program. This is Bishop James L. Black. He's pastor of the Faith Tabernacle of Praise that's located on Roddenberg Avenue in Biloxi. And, of course, some of you may be familiar with his many broadcasts on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the WQFX AM 1130 Power Gospel Radio. Well, this fine and noble individual, a man of God, is with us on our program. I welcome Bishop James L. Black.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We're very excited to have you here, Bishop. Before we get into Black History Month, let me ask you, what moves you to do what you do? Tell us a little bit about you, your heart, your mind, and for those that may not know you in this area, let us get to know the Bishop.
Well, thank you very much, and again, thanks for the invite. I was born and raised here in Biloxi. I'm a dyed-in-the-wood Biloxi boy. With the school here, graduated, and Early on in my life, there were some things that were done and that impressed me tremendously in terms of service to others. And we got involved in what we call then the civil struggle for justice, if you will. And but I left here after high school and college and Marine Corps, went to Vietnam and served at the U.S. Marine Corps there, and worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development for quite a while, and finally moved back to Biloxi. And here I am, you know, pastoring and serving and having a good time in the Lord.
Do you enjoy the broadcast side of it? I know preaching the word of our Lord has to come from your mind and your heart. How does it feel when you're on the air? Tell us a little about that broadcast side of you.
Well, it's tremendous. I was on the south side of the microphone for a long time. And right over 25 years ago, I had the opportunity to buy a radio station, WQFX here. God led us to, we have three now, another one in Collins and one in Monticello, Mississippi. And we got into broadcasting, as I said before, just ministering the gospel over FM radio locally and then some in Vicksburg. It is a blessing because you never know who you're touching. You never know who's listening. I remember once I was on radio and the guy called in coming from somewhere in Louisiana, headed to Florida, taking his son to school, and heard us on the air. And he talked about he was on Interstate 10 and what a blessing it was to hear what was being said at the time. So it's a lot of impact that occurs when you are proclaiming the gospel of Christ. And now that we're screaming it, as I was sharing earlier, we're all over the world and people have a chance. You never know who you might meet. Hopefully we'll meet some of them in glory one day, you know.
Very, very well put. And thank you for your service.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
Black History Month, it means a lot to a lot of people, mm-hmm. all walks of life. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a time of reflection, no doubt, a time to be reminded of the struggles and the victories of our culture, if you will. But it's also, for me, a time to look forward. I'm one of those who think sometimes we spend too much time looking back, and so many issues and problems of today, we spend some of that same energy trying to help those that are here today and help to improve our situation and our country and our individual lives in the world. And so Black History, though, again, it helps our young people, though, to understand the struggles that we had, and as well as the victories. It is a true time of reflection. You know, our Martin Luther King said in talking to one of the other civil rights leaders back in the day, he said, you know, I believe, I regret that I have integrated my people into a burning house. And he was talking to Harry Belafonte, excuse me. And as we look back now, there are many of the things that I think happened on integration. I wish we would have done it differently in terms of integration. But here we are in 2017, and we're still having some struggles that we shouldn't be having. We're still facing some issues we shouldn't be facing. I tell nobody in America, I believe, can be suppressed if they really want to get out and work and make things happen. I'm a conservative in that sense. So Black History also tells me that we need to be doing better than we are doing right now. That the victories we've had, we can't set on those and say, look what we've done. Black History means to me that we should be doing some other things, you know. We should always be better than the last generation. And I think we spend too much time, oftentimes, that goes for other groups as well, you know. If we spend that much time thinking about today and trying to make things happen better for the generation that comes behind us, I believe we'd be a lot better off.
Here in Biloxi, of which you serve, the youth of our fair community, do you work with them? Do you interface? What do you see?
Well, we have some tremendous young people in our church and in our communities. Admittedly, we have quite a few who are not doing as well, who have taken the wrong path. But I'm very optimistic about the churches and the different groups that work to help our young people. I think they're doing a very good job. I do believe, though, however, that we could do a much better job reaching out to them, doing our best to ensure that they will have a bright and successful future. I mean, Biloxi I moved back here deliberately, you know, and I think it's one of the greater places in the world. I've traveled a lot, I'm sure as you have, but I think we could do a lot better, really in terms of trying to make things better for our young people.
You're listening to Bishop James L. Black. He's pastor of Faith Tabernacle of Praise. It's located on Rodenburg Avenue in Biloxi. We're very excited about having him here. Before we say adieu here on our program, is there a personal thought, let's say out of the normal genre of conversation, that you may like to share with our listeners, the city of Biloxi, the men and women that we live and we laugh and we play and we cry and we grow with, a thought or so you may like to share, Bishop?
Well, yes. I would hope that, I must say that we work harder at talking about the love of our Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus. We're going toward a kind of world now where anything goes, and there seems to be nothing is amoral anymore, it appears, you know. So I would hope that, you know, the Bible says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, they mourn. So we're hoping that we can get people in a leadership position who have a biblically-based moral compass and will really do the right thing for all. And that's my one hope.
Well, Bishop, I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir, for the invitation. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the City Desk, and our very special guest this week was Bishop James L. Black, pastor of the Faith Tabernacle of Praise. Lots of things are happening in the city of Biloxi. On the outset of our program, a whole host of wonderful community and family events. We invite you to go to biloxi.ms.us to find out everything that is happening on our program, from our city council to our community events and to the future of what we're doing here at the City of Biloxi. This is City Desk. This is William Sackett speaking. Thank you for listening.